The County 10 podcast is made possible by Elevate Rehab Shoulder to Hand Therapy in Lander. They're at 4th and Main next to the Verizon store. Elevate Rehab has two certified hand therapists on staff. First time I heard about that, I said, what in the world is a hand therapist? They told me it's like a regular physical or occupational therapist, but they've had over 4,000 hours of training in hands and limbs. If you've got mobility issues, tingling, if you've got pain that you can't explain, Elevate Rehab Shoulder to Hand Therapy can probably help you. Book an appointment now or stop in and see him at 4th and Main in Lander and check him out on Facebook. The County 10 podcast is also brought to you by Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique at 258 Main Street in downtown Lander. Bells and Bows has a couple new lines of fall clothing, including that line called Foil that uses the soft merino wool from New Zealand. There's also a great line called Tribal that's selling very well. You got to keep up with the trends and the changes, and fall and winter mean a brand new wardrobe for you. It's back to school time. Maybe you got a big job interview or an event coming up. Bells and Bows can help you. They have a beautiful store. They've got a really clever sign. It's next to the movie theater there in Lander. It's Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique, 258 Main Street. Stop in and see them and tell them thanks for making the County 10 podcast possible.
This is the County 10 podcast. News, sports, events, and conversations for the people who call Fremont County home. From the Porter's 10Cast studio, here's Jared Anderson.
And a very good Friday, October 18th to you. We're in the Porter's 10Cast studio. Porter's Supply Company gives us this fantastic studio in the county10.com/at-work co-working space office in Riverton. I'm glad you're along. I'm glad the weekend is here. And it's going to be a nice fall weekend. It's windy out there. We could see a little precipitation across Fremont County. Sunday looks like the best chance for a little bit of rain in the lower elevations. Maybe a flake or two up around Dubois, Togedy Pass for sure. So we'll keep you posted with the ever-changing Wyoming forecast at county10.com. But feels like a fall weekend in Fremont County. Week 7 of the high school football season. CWC volleyball is home this weekend if you can make it. A lot of fun stuff happening, and we'll dive into it here on the show. Also coming up tonight, if you're listening to this on Friday the 18th, we're hosting our 10Cast 10 Tap Hangouts. We'll be at the Rusty Truck from 4 to 6 celebrating the launch of the 10 Tap. And again, if you haven't heard about it, it is a rotating beer available on this tap at the Rusty Truck in the bar there. And the beer is produced by Lander Brewing Company, so you know it's going to be a delicious craft beer. And 50 cents from every pint poured of that is going back this month to the Tough Enough Cancer Fund here in Fremont County. And speaking of the Tough Enough Cancer Fund, one of the volunteers for that, Teresa Nyreiter, is our guest today to tell us more about that. We'll talk a little bit about the event tonight, but if you're listening to this after Friday, 99% of the interview is going to be about what Tough Enough is doing and some of the inspirational stories that the community of Riverton has rallied behind to help cancer patients here locally. Want to thank our good friends at Rendezvous Dental making the show possible. Dr. Crane and Dr. Sackett work hard to bring you the latest state-of-the-art techniques and technology every day to Fremont County patients. Speaking of that, they're accepting new patients now, including children, so sign the whole family up to Rendezvous Dental. I say it a lot, but these are good people that give back to the community, and that's what I look for when I support local businesses again and again, are the people who help out the youth, help out different organizations in this community, and Rendezvous Dental certainly does that. You can look into more about what they do on their Facebook or Instagram pages. They're at 312 North 8th West, thanks to Rendezvous Dental, making the County 10 podcast possible. Also want to thank our friends at the Shoshone Rose Casino. Shoshone Rose is now open 24 hours a day. The Dekagaihi restaurant is open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and the snack bar out there open from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. This Saturday, tomorrow, October 19th, it's ladies' night at the Shoshone Rose. There's drawings for designer purses from 6 to 9 p.m. and a $10 match play for ladies also from 6 to 9. Get out to the Shoshone Rose Casino for ladies' night tomorrow. And I want to thank the Wyoming Department of Transportation. YDOT reminds you that that once you get into a vehicle, there's no drive too short to not buckle up. The statistics are overwhelming. A crash can happen anytime, anywhere. Seatbelts save lives. Wydot wants to see you back on the County 10 podcast next week. So please, wherever you're headed this weekend, maybe you're going to Laramie for the football game. Maybe you're going to Casper, do a little bit of shopping or seeing relatives in different parts of Fremont County. Buckle that seatbelt wherever you go. Even if you're headed around the block, buckle up. Stay safe in Fremont County, thanks to the Wyoming Department of Transportation. Let's welcome into the Porter's 10Cast studio Teresa Nyreiter from the Tough Enough Fremont County Cancer Fund. Teresa, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate that sincerely. First of all, how are you today?
I'm good.
Good. Glad to have you here. For folks that don't know you, a couple bullet points on you. Where'd you grow up and how'd you get to Fremont County if you're not from here?
Well, how I got to Fremont County, thankfully, was my parents. We moved over when I was a little girl from Rollins, which I think was a good move. Nothing against Rollins. I'm glad to be here in Fremont County. I grew up in Riverton, graduated Riverton High School, went to college here at CWC, and I'm actually a registered nurse for 20-plus years. Raised my three kids, and my husband and I now live in Lander, and life is good.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about the Tough Enough Cancer Fund. How did it get started? How long has it been around?
It got started in 2008, and I love this story because this is so typical. At the time, I was a nurse for Fremont County Public Health, and we had some additional offices in our office over on 8th Street, and one of them was actually the coroner's office. Mm-hmm. And at that time, the coroner was Ed McCloslin, and I would sit in my office, and it was pretty routine that Ed would just come up and visit with us in the morning, and he was visiting with another coworker, nurse, and he said, you know, if I bought a pair of pink fringed chaps, would you guys figure out a way to create a cancer support fund for Fremont County? Being the coroner, he had seen several families touched by the financial stress of cancer after their loved one had passed away. Mm-hmm. And so he'd seen this, you know, throughout his career as a law enforcement officer and as a coroner. And he knew that, you know, anybody with a diagnosis of cancer, you also are thrown immediately into a financial crisis. It doesn't matter what your financial status was prior to the diagnosis. Once you get that diagnosis, it's kind of a two-edged sword. So my friend, my coworker, she didn't know what rodeo chaps were. She had never been to a rodeo. She was from Louisiana. And so I could hear this conversation going back and forth, and she was just kind of befuddled. And I jumped up and I said, yeah, we can do that. That'd be really cool. We can see if we could partner with the fair and rodeo, because Fremont County, we have Riverton, our rodeo during the fair is a PRCA sanctioned rodeo. And so many times you'll see, you know, Tough Enough to Wear Pink in combination with the PRCA logo. And so my idea was, well, let's partner with our local rodeo. And let's have a Tough Enough to Wear Pink night and raise money for breast cancer. But let's also see if we can auction off these chaps. And Ed had three requests. Ed's requests were, number one, that the money raised from the however we figured out how to raise money with the chaps be made for all Fremont County residents, for all types of cancer, mm-hmm. not just breast cancer, mm-hmm. and that enough money is saved off of the sale, if possible, enough money saved off of the sale of these chaps goes back into creating another pair of chaps, and that way keep the fund sustainable.
Yeah.
So I got in contact with the rodeo committee, and we visited, and there was a rodeo committee member, Bobby Lane. He said, well, I've got an idea. What if my wife and I purchased a pair of chinks? And the night of the rodeo, we auction off the chaps, but then we offer the chinks to the next highest bidder, and we basically double our money.
Yeah.
So that's what we did, 2008.
Wow.
We had no idea. We were kind of worried, are we even going to make enough money to buy another pair of shacks.
Mm-hmm.
That first year, we made $65,000 in less than 15 minutes from the good folks of Fremont County.
Mm-hmm.
So right then, the Tough Enough to Help Cancer Fund was off and running.
Yeah.
We knew right away, my friend Judy, the co-worker, we knew right away we got a lot of money and we need to land it with a 501c3 quick because this was not something we wanted to handle personally. So at that time, we had a community health center that's now where Wind River Cares is. But we had a community health center, 12th Street Medical, old 12th Street Medical Building, for those of us that have lived here all of our life. And we partnered with them, and they landed the money for us, and they managed it for a couple of years. They had some financial problems and told us we needed to move that money, that they could no longer handle the money. So we got in touch with Help for Health.
Mm-hmm.
Help for Health was up and running and had their hospice home built. And of course, they were very well into taking care of people with cancer and knew the financial crisis. So the fund has been landed and is managed by the 501c3 of Help for Health.
Okay.
That does not mean it's just for Help for Health patients. Mm-hmm. It's for everybody of Fremont County.
Sure.
So that is the version of how it got started.
Yeah.
It's kind of a long way around, but you got to tell the story to be able to.
Yeah, that's incredible all the way around. And the thing that just sticks with me is the wonderful people of Fremont County and all that money. And it seems like all these different things we see, Fremont County always rallies around these positive efforts to give back to their friends and neighbors. We just talked about this off mic, and the amount of people that you guys have helped is hard to get to exactly. But if you had to give any kind of an estimate, or even if you had to break it down to at any given time, how many people in Fremont County do you think the funds are going to? Or is the answer just several?
It's got to be hundreds, probably thousands at this point, a couple thousand, I would guess.
Mm-hmm.
And here's why. In the beginning, when we started with this fund, you know, sometimes you battle cancer for years and years and years. And the guidelines of the fund was, we help you with it was $1,000 in a 12-month period, with cost of living expenses, utilities, house payments, car payments, da-da-da-da-da. And what we found, sadly, was there are people out there that have been battling cancer for years and years and years, and we help them.
Mm-hmm.
We've helped them several years in a row. So that's why that's hard to count. We have had to, because we've all, every element of our society has felt the bust, so to speak, of our economy, we've had to put some constraints on the fund in order to keep it sustainable. And now we only help people 2 years. So you can have assistance 1 year, and you can reapply for assistance the second year, as long as you're under the active treatment of cancer. And we've had to reduce that amount down to $750. So that's why I say it's hard to count, because some of our folks we've helped several times. There are times when we help 5 or 6 people a month. There are times when we help 3 people a month.
Mm-hmm.
Multiply that times 12 and multiply that times 8 years. Actually, not 8 years. We're on our 11th year. That's why it's really hard to difficult. But it's several hundred people, if not creeping into 1,000.
Yeah, that's amazing. What's your team of volunteers like? Do you have a lot of volunteers? Do you need more people to help out?
We need more people. You know, Help for Health has volunteers for their organization, and that's certainly to care for their hospice patients and to help. I mean, that's their volunteers have to go through a hospice training. So technically, their hospice volunteers are not volunteers that help us with our cancer fund. They do, but that's not necessarily their primary focus. What we've seen in the last several years is we've seen a decrease. We still have people fundraise for us. And just like we just had a local 4-H club do a 5K walk, mm-hmm. and raise a couple thousand dollars, which is huge. We always are looking for an entity if they want to have a big fundraiser. Years ago, the hospital had big fundraisers for us. It was called Hats Off for Hope. Mm-hmm. And it was a fun time for the community. It was a sellout every year. It was a it was a huge live auction of donated items that the people of Fremont County would donate, a catered meal, and that was fabulous. Well, that takes a lot of work, and unfortunately, the handful of people that was doing it year after year, they actually got burned out because they were the ones holding up the bus, so to speak. And so that fundraiser has went away for us. And so right now, the main fundraiser we have every year is the auction of the Shaps and Chinks at the Fremont County Fair and Rodeo. And this year we did raise $25,000, and that's going to help 25-plus people. But no, we're always looking for people to fundraise for us. That's what we need to keep this fund sustainable.
Absolutely. And hopefully one of those fundraisers is going to be this 10-tap event. Rusty Truck has teamed up with County 10, and there is a beer. It's a rotating seasonal beer from Lander Brewing Company that's on the 10-tap, and every pint that's poured of the 10-tap, 50 cents of that this month goes back to the Tough Enough Cancer Fund. We're hosting a little get-together tonight from 4 to 6 at the Rusty Truck, and want to encourage people to come hang out.
Absolutely. And, you know, a big shout out to County 10 and Rusty Truck and Lander Brewing Company for thinking of this and how to fundraise for not just the Tough Enough to Help Cancer Fund, but other entities across the county. Fremont County is really unique. I've lived here all my life, and unfortunately, a lot of times all we see are the negatives on the headlines of the news, and nothing against County 10. But the reality is when somebody is sick or injured, the amount of compassion and caring that comes out of people's pockets and hearts in this county is unrecognizable, and I can't imagine living anywhere else because of the people of Fremont County.
Yeah.
So thank you all very much.
Yeah, I agree with you 100% there. Hopefully everybody comes out, and if you're going to have a beer anyway, make it the 10 tap so the donation goes back. If you feel up to it and can, we certainly suggest you make a donation at the Tough Enough Cancer Fund as well. And hopefully this just continues to get the word out about the fund and that it exists and that there's fundraisers throughout the year for you too. We mentioned volunteering. How can people find you, and how can people help out?
So the way they can find us is contacting Help for Health. So let's say you have a loved one that has cancer and you need to get some assistance. Contact Help for Health, 856-1206. They're also up here on College View Drive. You can stop in. They have people dedicated helping you to fill out the forms to get the assistance. There is a process, of course, because this is something that, you know, this is technically the people's money, and so we have to make sure that the money is being used correctly and it's being requested by people who truly are battling cancer. So definitely look for us on Facebook under Tough Enough Cancer Fund, Fremont County. Call 856-1206, Help for Health here in Fremont County. We are a recognized 501c3. Your dollars do help people here locally. And if you want to get involved, again, contact us on Facebook, message us on Facebook, call Help for Health, whatever you want, however you want to get a hold of us. We're actually pretty easy to find. And we thank everybody that's been so supportive over the years.
Definitely. Anything I missed? Anything else?
I don't think so.
All right. Very good. We're looking forward to the event tonight. Encourage everybody to get involved however you can with the Tough Enough Cancer Fund of Fremont County. Thank you for coming in.
And one more thing. If they're going to, you know, enjoy the 10-tap brew, then I just remind them to bring a designated driver.
Yep.
Let's keep this a safe, fun activity.
Absolutely. Please do that. There is actually a list of local cab and Uber companies. We have Uber, we have Lyft now. That's available at county10.com. We'll have that at the event tonight as well and pass it on to the Rusty Truck. And plan ahead. If you're going to come have a couple drinks, have a good time, but plan ahead. Get a ride, walk home, do whatever you got to do. Thank you again for coming in.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Teresa Nyreiter, Tough Enough Cancer Fund of Fremont County. I want to thank her sincerely for her time coming over from Lander to chat with us. Cannot recommend enough to help out with that community if you are able to, if you have the means to help out. And we're not talking you have to be a $20,000 donor yourself. If everybody in Fremont County chipped in a buck, we could make a huge dent in some of these cancer bills for local cancer patients. So help out the Tough Enough Fremont County Cancer Fund when you get an opportunity to. And if you're at the Rusty Truck or at an establishment in Fremont County and you see the 10 tap available, ask about it. If the beer is something you want, please purchase that, because 50 cents from every beer poured goes back to the charity of the month. And again, all October, it is Tough Enough. So glad to have this 10 tap thing rolling out. I'm so glad that the Rusty Truck and Kyle Vassopoulos there wanted to be involved with us. So glad our owner at County 10, Will Hill, came up with this idea, and that we get to give back to local charities. It's going to be a fun time. Come see us if you can tonight. We'll be at Rusty Truck from 4 to 6. If you can't make it then, the 10 tap will be available every moment they're open. So look forward to that. As Teresa said, please get a designated driver if you're coming out tonight. We really want to have a safe, fun time. So plan ahead. Take just a moment. Call somebody. Let them know they're going to need to pick you up or organize a ride from a sober driver. But come out and have some fun with us. And even if you're not a drinker, just bring a couple bucks, help out the cancer fund, and grab a burger or pizza or something. Say hi. We can for sure do that too. So thanks again to Teresa. I appreciate our friends at Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique in Lander, Elevate Rehab Shoulder to Hand Therapy in Lander, Rendezvous Dental in Riverton, the Shoshone Rose Casino just outside of Lander, and the Wyoming Department of Transportation for making the County 10 podcast possible. A little bit of a short version today. We'll be back with a full episode on Monday. Hope to have you join us there later today on 10cast on Facebook. By the way, we're going to announce a brand new show that's coming to the network that will debut tomorrow. I can't wait for this. I think you're going to enjoy it as well. And some people, it's going to be a life-changing show for, and I sincerely mean that. We'll also have a new episode of the Fremont Local Food Hub, the Riverton Local Ladies Podcast, the County 10 Kickoff Podcast, and more next week. So follow 10cast on Facebook and Twitter. Get in touch with the show anytime by emailing 10cast at county10.com. Have a great Wyoming weekend.
The County 10 Podcast is recorded in the 10cast studio, powered by Porter's. It's produced and hosted by Jared Anderson. Special thanks to Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique and Rendezvous Dental for making the show possible. Follow 10cast on Facebook and Twitter for more podcasts, events, and Fremont County news. Visit county10.com.